Hello, everyone. It's Faith. And before we start this episode of Patient Zero, I have a favor to ask. My cast, crew, and I need you to buy us a coffee, even though we know Theo would prefer it to be tea. Please visit coffee.com/observerpicks to donate $3 or more to get season 2 of Apollyon funded. Your donation, no matter the amount, will help me pay the amazingly talented people who are responsible for making Apollyon the show you love. That's ko-fi/observerpicks. The link is also in the show notes. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for listening.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Observer Pictures presents Patient Zero. This is episode 5, day 9, on the way.
I'm delighted every day it rains. April is the rainy season for this area, but there was a time when the days of rain were dangerously few and far between. The amount of precipitation has increased significantly over the course of the restoration. The moisture levels of the soil in this area are higher than they've been in the past 5 years as well. I love feeling the soft squish of the earth beneath my boots. The humidity is heavy and comforting. The pitter-patter of droplets hitting the leaves is like music.
Qué bello. ¿Eres siempre tan poético?
No, normalmente no.
Liar.
El bosque es su inspiración.
We, Dr. Mitchell, Rodolfo, Angeline, and I, are approaching Sector 3, where Marvin caught the amphibian visual.
Possible amphibian.
A mí me pareció ver una rana.
Gracias. ¿Ves, Rodolfo entiende? What else could it be, right?
Claro.
Marvin nor Betty could identify it positively, but of course your gut has to be correct.
Gut instincts are not to be ignored.
Well, is everyone against me today?
Of course not, Dr. Mitchell.
I don't trust bots. Necesitas una mente humana para comprender verdaderamente a la naturaleza. Además, he vivido aquí toda mi vida.
Exactamente. Bots cannot analyze nuances.
Well, without the bots, you wouldn't even know to come out here.
(Clears The increased rainfall and humidity levels are once again making this area an ideal environment for amphibians. While BD is a leading factor in their disappearance, the change in Monteverde's climate cannot be ignored. I would like for Betty to do as thorough an analysis as possible without disturbing the creature or its habitat too much.
You're going to let Betty do it? But bots cannot analyze nuances.
You know what? Maybe I should just stop recording until we get there.
Oh, and deny is your poetry. How dare...
This episode featured the voices of Manuel Ravelo as Lucas, Juliana Gutierrez Arango as Reina, Beus Luner as Angeline, and me, Jay Cuevas, as Rodolfo and narrator. Written, directed, and produced by Faith McQuinn. Sound design and mix by Joshua Sui. Casting assistance by Courtney Holly. Theme music by Wild Wonder, provided by Soundstripe Music. For more information, visit apollyon.observerpictures.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. And, more importantly, tell a friend.